Hi everybody, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Well, we have reached our penultimate verse in 1 Corinthians 1:13. Back when I was in my 20s, my wife and I would learn a new word every day and then we would have to use it during the day. And I still remember to this day when I learned the word penultimate and how long it took me to work that into a sentence. It basically means next to last. So, if you've been with me through the entire process, thank you. If you haven't, you can go back and catch up here on my blog. So, the penultimate passage in our verse, rather, in 1 Corinthians 1:13, "For now we see only a reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Then I will know as I am fully known." We see only a reflection, as in a mirror. Paul is saying that life is what we see, but it's only going to be what is actually inside of us. Let me say that again. In other words, here I am walking along this beautiful beach. It's November and it's warm and there are a lot of people who are in colder climates or who are not as fortunate as I am at this point. And yet I know that there are a lot of people who walk this very same beach with me this morning whose minds are trapped in other things, fears, worries, concerns, some understandable, some simply habitual, some just programmed to always have some sort of a thing, and so they always have some sort of a thing that is upsetting them. In other words, the world is a reflection of our own inner thoughts. You can be walking this beach and you can see the beauty and feel gratitude, or you can be walking this beach and just be angry and unhappy, in which case you're not going to enjoy the experience nearly as much. It is what is inside of us that dictates what we see. The world truly is a reflection, as in a mirror. So it says, "For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face." I love this because if you think about it, mirrors are also always backwards. What we see in a mirror is backwards. The concept is we'll no longer be seeing that which is backwards, which is seeing it from what is inside of us, but seeing it as it actually is. And that'll tie in when we get to our last verse in the next Jumpstart. But seeing things as they actually are and accepting them, that's what it means to be loving. "For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Then I will know as I am fully known." Then I will know as I am fully known. Then I will truly know what people are, what they're like, what is their reality. Then I will understand them. I won't be in this reflective mode, which is backwards, which is projecting my image and my thoughts onto them and ascribing that as being the probable truth. Then I will know as I am fully known. And at that point, we become more loving, and therefore, people can understand us as we truly are because we're no longer projecting this false image out to the world. Big stuff. The bottom line is, the world is a projection of your thoughts. Loving thoughts, loving world. Unloving thoughts, fearful world. And you get to choose. Choose wisely today, and we'll talk tomorrow.